Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
It's reported a man was shot and killed outside of Drake's restaurant just located in downtown Toronto. Very sad news. Over the weekend, a 28-year-old man named Jaden Jackson was shot and killed, leaving Pick Six, which is a downtown Toronto restaurant partially owned by Drake. Jackson left the bar in the company of an unidentified woman wearing a pink or orange dress. They walked westbound on the north side of the street towards a man's car. The car drove south, made a left turn, proceeding eastbound in the wrong direction. It made a quick U-turn and drove towards the man and the woman. Two suspects got out of the black four-door Honda Civic. Each were armed with a firearm and started to shoot at the man. The man ran down the underground parking ramp, and the two suspects and the driver of that Nissan chased him. Numerous shots were fired at the man by the three suspects. The suspects then got back into the car, reversed up the ramp, and proceeded in a westbound direction, turned south onto Bay Street. If you're familiar with the area, then hopefully you know what I'm talking about. The man was taken to the hospital and was pronounced dead a short time later. Drake has yet to make a comment. Change in the championship tour. SZA has temporarily cut herself from the lineup just this past Tuesday. TDE, Top Dog Entertainment founder, announced the platinum-selling singer will be temporarily removed from the tour due to illness with her vocal cords. He took to Twitter saying, "I have to take SZA off for a few days on the tour. Her vocal cords are swollen and she has to rest her voice to prevent any permanent damage." Now, it didn't set a return date for SZA, but the championship tour has 18 more shows, including Pittsburgh, which takes place June 16th. So we're unsure if she's going to return in time. Hopefully she will, because a lot of people just want to see SZA on that tour. Congratulations to Ray J and Princess Love. Finally, they had a baby girl. They've officially welcomed their first child, and according to reports, the couple welcomed a baby girl. They shared the news on social media after they were going into labor, so congratulations. Trayvon Martin's family is claiming that the Weinstein Company owes them $150,000. Sabrina Fulton and Tracy Martin, the parents of slain teenager Trayvon Martin, claim the Weinstein Company owes them a check. The pair have filed legal documents stating the company owes them at least $150,000 for optioning vision rights to their book that explores the aftermath of the 2012 shooting that launched the Black Lives Matter movement. They don't know. This man has no money, so good luck trying to get that.